Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Paula Poundstone is certainly one of our great American humorists. You can hear her work on display as a regular panelist on NPR's weekly news quiz show, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, right here on WAMC. She tours regularly performing stand-up comedy across the country. Her tour is going to bring us to our neck of the woods. She'll be at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. She's probably perhaps best known for this amazing ability she has to be spontaneous with a crowd and giving a different performance every single solitary night. And it's a great pleasure to welcome the very funny Paula Poundstone back to the roundtable. Paula, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. Just as simple as that. Very good.
Good.
How are things? Are you sort of, let me ask you this. Do you go out on tour or do you just sort of do dates around, you scatter?
Yeah, it's not a tour like on the back of a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
No, I go out on the weekend. So usually it's Friday, Saturday. There's the occasional Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then once in blue moon, I don't go out at all. But generally speaking, it's the weekend.
And that has been your life since the 1980s, right?
Yeah, for a really long time. I just noticed that I'm on my American card. I'm on the 4 million mile club. That's just on American. and I don't fly one airline specifically. They always make me laugh when they say thank you for flying with us. You know when your plane's landing and they say, well, thank you for flying with us. I always think to myself, you know, you were going about where I needed to go about the time I needed to get there for about the money, amount of money I could afford. Honestly, Betsy, I didn't even know you were going to be on this flight.
Do you enjoy that aspect of it? I've heard many just say, well, the travel is a horrible part. The good part's being on stage. The travel's a horrible part.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. I always wish that I was, you know, Mrs. Weasley from Harry Potter and I could just disapparate. Yeah, I mean, eventually I think my bones are just going to be like powder, you know, just from all the, you know, horrible airplane neck. But the part of it's true. I mean, it would be worth almost any discomfort to you know, the part where you're on stage or with the audience.
I'm sorry, airplane neck? Is that, what is that?
Well, you know, my head goes forward when I always fall asleep on the plane. I could
okay.
never be a pilot. My head goes forward. And it just sort of hangs there like, you know, like vultures must have terrible spine trouble. it's kind of vultury the way it hangs and it's caused all sorts of problems.
Have you invested in one of those pillows, those around your neck pillows?
I did. And my head goes the other way. So it's not, and even if you reversed it. It still wouldn't work because I did try that at one point and I had to really be in pain in order to do something that dorky. But just boy, do people look stupid with those pillows.
They really do.
Yeah, and then they decide to just leave them there while they walk around the airport.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Yeah,
it is unfortunate. Yeah, yeah, really. I mean, I'm not one to make fun of how people look as a general rule, but this one here just leaves itself wide open.
You, of course, are a wonderful part of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and we talk about your touring schedule, but obviously that fits in as well. That's usually taped on Thursdays, I believe, right?
Yeah.
So, it always seems less than I think. The actual number seems less than it seems like when you're listening. But how many times do you do it a year, roughly?
Oh, I'm not even sure. I think not even all that many. I'm on their I'm on a lot of their like repeat shows.
Yeah.
You know, so it looks like I'm there more frequently than I am. But I don't know, maybe 15 times a year. It's really not all that frequently.
And I would
I wish it were more frequent. And I said, you know, to the host, Peter, one time, I said that, and he said that the others needed a turn. clearly thinking that I'm more selfish than...
The thing I love about you on that show, besides being very, very funny and very quick, is that you, it seems to me, and I don't want to, you know, be mean to anybody else, but you more than anyone really seems to study up on the news that week.
I try really hard. In fact, I love talking about it publicly because I'm able to always, I like the opportunity to clear up this misconception, which is this. Yes, I'm trying to win.
You care.
A lot of
you
people seem
care.
To believe that I intentionally throw the match. No. You're absolutely right. I study.
Now, what are your sources for studying for a game like this that will have everything to do with a summit in Uganda to a guy getting ripped off with hard-boiled eggs?
Actually, this is a really embarrassing answer, which is for this purpose and this purpose only, for a week, I buy the New York Post. I don't like to touch it. I don't want to buy it often enough to put them in the black financially because they are so heinous. But you know what it is? They have a News of the Weird section.
Yeah.
And then I mean they generally they. It's a very, editorialized paper. I mean, it has quite a slant as you read it. But at the same time, they do touch on, even if they tell the story badly, they do touch on what are the main, sort of ingredients of the headlines for that, for that week. And so it's sort of comprehensive. In that way.
I like that clarification, which is I buy it, I do it for my job, but I don't want to do it any more than that because that would just encourage them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, they really, it really is sort of nasty. I think I read I saw it on MSNBC, I think, or something.
Yeah.
It's the oldest newspaper.
Yeah, Alexander Hamilton, right?
Yeah, right. I didn't know that. I didn't know that, but apparently, apparently it's well known among MSNBC circles. I don't watch that show. I watch it every so often. I'm not sure. You know, it's sort of the left wing's answer to Fox, sort of.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it helps the public discourse to put the news out that way. It's just so. I don't know.
Do you see an increase in the people that come out that know you from Wait Wait?
Yeah. I think there is. I have audience members from Wait Wait Don't Tell Me that sometimes come to my shows that have no idea that I was a stand-up. And are surprised that in my, in my own show, I'm not answering questions about the week's news. and then I have audience members that come out that have never heard of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. So they're, it's a lovely blend of the two.
Were you, David Letterman is retiring, and I'm curious... Were you on that show many times when you were starting out?
I was on that show many times.
Many times?
Yeah.
What did that mean to you? I mean,
did it
help?
What did it mean to me?
I mean, did it help? Was it something that was to be on television? I'm asking the question because so often people will say, well, you know, you go out, you do Carson, you get that gig, and then everything just changes. And
but everything doesn't change anymore. It yes, it did in the very old Carson days, by the time there was cable and so many more outlets, you know, somewhere in the 80s, there were lots of, you know, there were shows like Evening at the Improv. You couldn't flip the dial without seeing somebody somewhere telling jokes in front of a brick wall.
Right.
And so these other shows that were at one time very sort of potent lost their potency. In the old days when there were three channels and television went off at about, you know, went off the air at like 1 o'clock, or whatever it was, you really could do The Tonight Show and literally overnight become a household name. But now, you can even live in a small house and use lots of household products and still not become a household name for I'm a household name in my house.
Yeah.
And that's only because I require it.
Which isn't bad, really. When you what are your thoughts? Will you miss David Letterman?
I Letterman is a great show, and when it came into being, it was very, very inventive. It was I think he left a great mark, and I think television won't be the same without him.
You're going to be in Troy at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, a venue you've played many times before, and it seems like it's a room perfect for you. It's just a nice size place because you do so much with the audience that it gives everybody a shot, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, it is a great size. It's perfect. My favorite part of the night is talking to the audience. I do the time-honored, where are you from, what do you do for a living, and in this way little biographies emerge of audience members, and I sort of use that from which to set my sales. So no two shows are ever the same. I mean, I have 36 years of material rattling around in my head somewhere, and occasionally... The sort of stars line up such that I remember some of it. And other times I can only remember 35 years of it.
But that's enough, isn't it? You just have to fill, what, 90 minutes into that?
I do about 2 hours.
2 hours, all right.
I go until there are actually complaints from the audience. You know, by the time I realize it's time to get off, I've gone beyond that point. I've moved into the audience being slightly annoyed.
time to
Sometimes
validate the parking.
Circulate a petition while I wonder what that, why I seem to be losing people's attention, one at a time, and it'll turn out it's because they've circulated a petition.
Well, Paula Poundstone will be at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall Saturday night, 8 o'clock, troymusichall.org for more information, troymusichall.org. And, of course, you can hear her regularly on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me at 11 a.m. Saturday mornings here on WAMC. Paula Poundstone, a great pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us. Travel safe.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.